This podcast is brought to you by Good Governance Africa.
Food scarcity and starvation has plagued Africa for decades. In 2006, the Alliance for Green Revolution in Africa, also known as AGRA, was established to secure food for people. However, we have seen that food security is getting worse, while the producers of genetically modified seeds, pesticides, and fertilizers continue to be the ultimate benefactors. I am Ubusisipho Siyobi, lead researcher at GGA, and to help us unpack this topic in more detail is my colleague Monique Bennett, senior researcher at GGA. Please walk us through some of the major drivers for malnutrition and hunger on our continent.
Armed conflict, extreme weather events caused by climate change, economic shocks, and increasing inequality are some of the major drivers of hunger across the world today.
Just walk us through an example of where we've seen extreme cases of malnutrition.
In Kenya, malnourishment of pregnant and breastfeeding women has increased significantly, and at least 1 million children under the age of 5 are malnourished. In parts of Kenya, we've seen pastoralists struggling to make income because livestock is dying.
Please walk us through the Green Revolution. Essentially, what was the aim of it?
AGRA was launched in 2006, and its aim primarily was to reduce hunger and poverty across the continent, but particularly promote modernized agricultural practices. The Green Revolution itself was originally designed to increase agricultural productivity through inputs such as high-yielding commercial seeds, synthetic fertilizers, and pesticides.
The implementation of the Green Revolution, has it been successful?
Recent evaluations of AGRA have found that it hasn't increased productivity, it hasn't decreased hunger, and it hasn't increased income of small-scale farmers. We've seen that across the 13 countries that AGRA has worked in, there's been an increase in hunger in some cases.
And so why has it failed, and how has it failed?
The first is driving land use away from climate-resilient and nutritious crops such as millet and sorghum towards monoculture crops such as maize. The second being the input costs of fertilizers and pesticides have caused some farmers to go into debt, and the third being the environmental and ecological impacts of these products and these inputs, which cause soil and water pollution.
Upon realization of these failures, have there been efforts made to improve how the Green Revolution is implemented?
Agroecology is one such alternative. Agroecology is a holistic and integrated approach to farming, which tries to implement social and ecological concepts into the design and implementation of an agricultural food system. So essentially trying to create a more sustainable, holistic food system.
Finally, Monique, just thoughts on some of the recommendations you would put forward in bettering our situation.
Governments and regional organizations should create better social and economic conditions for farmers to access and utilize agroecological alternative models, for example.
Thank you very much, Monique, for sharing those insights. It is evident that there has been lack of accountability by organizations like AGRA in acknowledging their failures. Therefore, African governments and regional organizations should create better social and economic conditions for farmers to access and utilize alternatives to food production. For more in-depth discussions on policy matters in Africa, please join us again. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel.